This is Passport to Texas. Sometimes the best course of action is no action at all. At least that's the stance Parks and Wildlife botanist Jackie Poole takes when it comes to the endangered towbush fishhook cactus and the insect grub that eats it.
And that's a real problem because one of these insects is only known to lay its eggs in towbush fishhook cactus, so it's basically as rare as the cactus.
Jackie says in the case of the towbush cactus and its nemesis, the towbush weevil, the best botanist can do is observe.
We've just been studying it for the last 10 or 15 years to see if there's some kind of cyclical nature to this, a predator-prey relationship where you have a big prey population buildup, like a lot of towbush fishhook cactus are out there. And then all of a sudden, the insect population then starts to boom because it has so many cactus to lay its eggs in. And then the cactus goes away and then it crashes. And then you just go through this cycle back and forth.
Other variables could also come into play to explain these fluctuations, making a hasty solution no solution at all. Patience is necessary.
That's right. And that's the main thing I think with endangered species is I often tell people to just take a deep breath because you just need to sit back and think about it and look at it and not think that the sky is falling.
The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.